camp coverage is brought to you by Paul Henry's Window Installation, paulhenryswindows.com, your clear home improvement choice. Eddie Goldman has twice been out of the league, but he's back for more. Eddie Goldman provides the size and just the immovability up front that the Commanders are looking for against the run. 31 years old. He spent time in Chicago as a really, really good player, missed the 2020 season, and then in 21 was back with the Bears. Then he retired, didn't play in 22, and was out of the league in 23. I mean, to not have played three times in a four-year span is wild to me.
Not great, but...
Then he played with the Falcons last year, and he did start some games. He played some games in Atlanta, but it was just kind of a getting his feet back under him situation. I have no delusions of grandeur here that he's going to be the version of himself that he was when he was really good with the Bears. But you're just hoping he can help stop the run at 330 pounds.
Yeah.
Saw him coming off the practice field, wanted to catch up with him. He is a local guy, went to Friendship Collegiate in D.C., from the DMV, and back home.
This was one of the only teams that hit me up, and once they hit me up, it was a no-brainer. You know what I mean? You know, I got two guys that I used to watch right here, Sean Springs and London Fletcher. You know, it's kind of crazy, you know, right here. But, you know, just thinking about that, thinking about the legacy and how I feel about the organization, it was a no-brainer.
Do you still live here? Like, were you back at home, or are you in Chicago? Like, where do you stay?
I got a house in Atlanta.
Okay.
Yeah.
But you came up watching the Redskins, as you just said. I mean, you're looking over at those guys like a fan of them. What do you remember about growing up wearing burgundy and gold?
It was a lot of tough years, you know, but, you know, the line runs deep. You know, the blood runs deep. So, you know, a lot of years where it was hit and miss, but, you know, it's all good. I'm still a fan.
Were you always sure that you would be playing in 2025, or was there some thought maybe that you wouldn't play anymore?
I was sure. Okay. I was sure that I was going to play,
Mm-hmm. And then last year, what was that like for you, just this last season, just making sure you were ready to go and get an opportunity like this?
It was just like anything else, you know, coming into the season, you know, you get in shape, you know, you come back and get in the flow of things. And, you know, once you get going, then, you know, you're right back in it.
One of the big needs for this team is stopping the run. You know, in a division where they're chasing Philly with Saquon Barkley, who torched him a few times, they got a lot bigger up front, and you're a big key to that. Do you view that as kind of tangible, that, hey, they need size, they need run stuffing, or do you look at your role here as maybe more expansive than that?
My role is, you know, whatever DQ want me to do. You know, I don't want to speak on it, you know what I mean? Whatever he needs me to do, I'll do it, you know? Yep.
Dan Quinn's very, very popular with players. It's become really obvious with all the guys that come here and seem to fall in love with his style. Why is that? What is it about him that's so relatable and enjoyable?
He's uplifting. He's uplifting as a head coach, and he's just a cool guy to be around. You know what I mean? As far as from what I observe, you know, my short time being here, you know, he's a real player's coach, and he wants you to come together and be the best team you could be. You know what I mean? That's what he explained yesterday in the team meeting.
You've also got a couple of guys on the D-line coaching, and Daryl Tapp, Ryan Kerrigan. I was on the beat here like 10 years ago when those guys were playing. It's not like they're old. Right? They were in the league when you were in the league. What is that relationship like with younger coaches who have been through it very recently at your position group?
I mean, it's just like any other coach, you know? I mean, they take the plays and details, and they coach it to us, you know what I mean? Teach it to us in a way that we can understand, we can digest. And, I mean, it's not too much different. You know, I guess they're closer in age, so they could, you know, off-the-cuff conversations may be a little relatable. But as far as, like, coaching, ain't no, you know, change off or nothing like that.
Lastly, how's training camp changed since you broke into the league several years ago? I mean, day one today, like, there was a time even recent, you know, at the beginning of your career, I'm sure, where it felt and looked a lot different.
Yeah, it was two-a-days, you know, earlier. I mean, the first practice would be pads, and the second practice would be pads without the – bottoms, you know what I mean? So I guess that's different right there. What else? I say that's about it. You know, no guardian caps, you know what I mean? That's pretty much it, you know.
But is it less grueling? I mean, is it like, you know, there was a time years and years ago where guys just showed up and from their job that they had all off season and they had to like get into shape. This is what you guys do. You spend money on your body all year. Do you still feel like you need the 3 weeks or whatever it is that ramping up, or what's your mindset on that?
I mean, whatever it takes to get acclimated, you know what I mean? All you need is some acclimation days and to get, you know, going, get the, you know, blood flowing, get the callus ready to, you know, pop the pads, you know what I mean? So, you just need a couple of days to get acclimated, then you're good, you know.
Thank you for the time.
Yeah, appreciate it.
Eddie Goldman back home in the DMV, part of this defensive line. We know that Dorrance Armstrong is going to be, you know, mostly an every down defensive end. We know that Von Miller will be a situationally used pass rusher. Cleveland Farrell will kind of platoon with him on running downs. Mm. But otherwise, there's a lot of questions, right? Dietrich Wise, I would think, will be an important run stuffer at end. They can kick him inside a little bit. Payne, Kinlaw are going to have to help Eddie Goldman. There's so much competition on the D-line for this team right now. Armstrong, Payne, Kinlaw, Miller, Wise, Newton, Goldman, Farrell, that's eight. Martin, they signed in free agency. Sheldon Day was good last year. Jean-Baptiste, they drafted last year.
Jalen Holmes, too.
Further down the board, but Holmes has flashed in the preseason and done a couple things in the regular season. Andre Jones was drafted previous regime, but is still around. Like, that's as busy a room as you're going to find. There's not star power outside of maybe Payne and the name of Von Miller, but it's a lot of guys. That was not the case last year.
No, it was not, and I feel like with the guys that they brought in, it allows them to be more multiple in what they want to do. They got a couple of different guys that have inside-outside versatility. Like, Kinlaw can play on the edge. Dorrance can play on the interior. They lined up yesterday, GP, and when they're pinning their ears back trying to rush, and it's Vaughn and Luvu off the edge, and it's Dorrance and Kinlaw, or Dorrance and Payne on the interior. Like, I like that on an obvious passing situation.
I want more packages where you don't know who's coming.
Yeah.
Like, everybody's standing up, or everybody's moving around at the snap. Because they got enough guys now that should be able to get home, mm-hmm. or at least just get downhill.
Right.
You know, and even like Jordan McGee was telling me, that's one of the main things he's been working on.
Was blitzing?
Will Harris said, yeah. I said, well, what's the main thing you'd want to take from someone? He's like, I'm trying to watch the pass rushers. Like, I need to add that to my portfolio.
Yeah.
Like, it's clearly something that they're preaching. They want to be a part of what they do.